Break in Washington's Manchin murder case.
Multiple people were taken into custody.
An end to the Boy Scout ban on gay leaders.
The BSA finds itself in an unsustainable position.
On the highway for the holiday.
The busiest Memorial Day in 10 years.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the end of the road came late last night for the suspect in the killings of a wealthy Washington, D.C. family and their housekeeper. Their bodies were found last week in their burning mansion. Live to Washington and CBS's Barry Bagnano.
34-year-old Darren Wint was nabbed inside a small white Chevy. U.S. Marshal Service Commander Rob Fernandez tells CBS News it was being tracked riding behind a box truck.
We conducted what we call a vehicle pin on both vehicles, and were able to successfully just stop them and arrest everyone involved. There was four males and two females.
The Washington Post reports $10,000 in cash was found in the truck. $40,000 had been delivered to the mansion where Iron Company executive Sava Savopoulos, his wife, their young son, and a housekeeper were murdered. The arrests cap an intense manhunt.
People worked very hard, almost 48 hours straight. The lead detective sergeant fell asleep at his desk.
It began when Wynn's DNA was found on a slice of pizza at the mansion. Steve?
A Baltimore grand jury's indicted the six officers charged in the Freddie Gray case. Gray's the black man who died of injuries suffered in police custody. Prosecutor Marilyn Mosby.
These officers, who are presumed innocent until proven guilty, are now scheduled to be arraigned on July 2nd.
Attorneys for the officers have said in court documents they're victims of an overzealous prosecution. Now to Central California and the latest on that major oil spill. The operator of the pipeline that broke says it could take weeks or months to determine what caused it. More than 100,000 gallons leaked. More than 20,000 gallons made it into the ocean. CBS's Steve Futterman's reporting this morning from Goleta, California.
A 160-square-mile section of the ocean off the Santa Barbara coast is now closed to fishing. The action was taken due to the fear that fish in the area might have been contaminated by oil. Two state beaches in the same general area have also been closed.
Also in dry California, a state with water restrictions, regulators could decide today whether to accept voluntary cuts for farmers who hold historic water rights and are usually spared from restrictions. State officials have been considering new water measures that would limit their use. New Attorney General Loretta Lynch tells CBS's Nora O'Donnell she's watching what's going on in the U.S. Senate, which could take final congressional action today on a bill to end the NSA's mass collection of domestic phone records.
Our biggest fear is that we will lose important eyes on people who have made it clear that their mission is to harm American people here and abroad.
CBS's Stephen Portnoy tells us that surveillance measure is just part of what the Senate has on its agenda.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says senators won't go home until they finish work on Pacific Trade, the Patriot Act, and the Highway Trust Fund.
There's a path forward if people want to take it.
But any senator can object and force the Senate into a rare weekend session.
So I would just encourage at least some level of cooperation here.
Once the Senate finishes the controversial trade bill, it'll move to the even more contentious debate over the Patriot Act. A House-passed bill would end the NSA's bulk data collection, but McConnell wants a clean extension of that authority for two more months. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Overseas, reports another town in western Iraq has fallen to ISIS, and activists say ISIS forces now in control in Palmyra, Syria, have detained and killed dozens of people in sweeps through that city. In London, a British man's been sentenced to life in prison for making a roadside bomb in Iraq that killed an American soldier, Randy Johnson, back in 2007. Anas Abid Sardar was convicted of making bombs in Syria that were planted outside Baghdad.
Sardar has reinvented himself carefully in London since returning as a black cab driver. The reality is he's a bomb maker, he's a terrorist, and he's been convicted of murder.
British counter-terror commander Richard Walton. The head of the Boy Scouts of America says the organization should lift its ban on gay adult leaders. Robert Gates, the former defense secretary, told a National Scout meeting, "We must deal with the world as it is, not as we might wish it to be."
BSA finds itself in an unsustainable position, a position that makes us vulnerable to the possibility the courts will simply order us at some point to change our membership policy.
Gates says action won't be taken against local councils that have defied the ban. The Boy Scouts lifted the ban on gay youth back in 2013. Overseas, voters in Ireland are weighing in on a measure that would allow same-sex marriage. Dublin journalist Declan de Bredun says This idea would have been unthinkable there not long ago.
Ireland is a country where divorce was actually illegal until 1995. Contraception was illegal until about 30 years ago. And it's a country with a strong tradition of Catholic conservatism.
The Catholic Church has mobilized against it, but polls suggest the referendum will pass. A transgender inmate's been ordered paroled in California. That's created some complications for the convicted killer, a 51-year-old who has lived as a woman since the 1990s. She was due to have prison-funded sex reassignment surgery, and that's now been delayed and might not take place before her release. Millions of us on the highway right now trying to get a head start on the busy Memorial Day weekend. The AAA's Robert Sinclair says it's expected 37 million have travel plans, the most in about a decade.
The best time to leave would probably be any time other than Friday at 5 p.m.
For those behind the wheel, getting away this year is more of a bargain than last year. Gas prices are nearly a dollar a gallon lower than they were around this time in 2014. A new salmonella outbreak has been linked to raw tuna. At least 53 people have gotten sick in 9 states.
31 of the 53 cases that have been identified are in California, and the outbreak does appear to be ongoing. So there may indeed be other cases identified.
Anita Gore is with the California Health Department. The source of the raw tuna has not been found, but most of the patients say they ate sushi containing it. The Family Research Council, a Christian lobbying group, has accepted the resignation of one of the organization's very public faces, 27-year-old Josh Duggar of the reality TV show 19 Kids and Counting, stepped down after reports emerged that he molested underage girls as a teenager. Publicly, he's admitted to bad behavior. They made a thrilling movie about the Apollo spacecraft that was bound for but never made it to the moon.
Houston, we have a problem.
Now we have an auction of some of what went into space on that mission 35 years ago. Here's CBS News correspondent Jim Shenevy.
Space program buffs will be interested in today's auction of memorabilia from the ill-fated Apollo 13 mission. This includes some obscure items like seat netting and a light cord from the lunar module, but also some highly sought-after medals that were carried by the astronauts. Noah Fleischer of Heritage Auctions in Dallas.
On every mission, the astronauts had silver medals created that they could take with them into the craft and onto the surface if they wanted. These were on Apollo 13, and they were meant for the surface. But they never made it.
The lunar landing was aborted after an oxygen tank exploded. The crew barely made it back to Earth. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Friday, the 22nd of May. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kaif in CBS News.